it's not just Letts McGowart and the surrounding. It goes much further than that. It goes over to as far as Port Neagh and back down to Falmore and the outskirts of Dunloe, coming from the Letts McGowart scheme. And it's very disappointing. And of course, we realise that there are issues and they have to be dealt with. But it's my understanding that they should have been dealt with earlier. A company comes in to carry out the necessary repair work that's to be done. And it's a matter for that company. And I'm told that they have to come from the south of the country. But be that as it may, we were also told at about lunchtime that there would be a container there with water, and that container is just there since about 4 o'clock. And later this evening, there's a 30,000-litre container due to arrive, and that's grand for drinking water. But there are many people who are living on their own. They don't have transport. They'd be depending on the goodwill of their neighbours to travel there for drinking water alone. But of course, water is required for household needs. So I'm not sure as of now what time the water will be back. But I'm told that they're doing their utmost to try and get it back as soon as possible. Now, I won't know until later this evening, and they're to call me from Irish Water and give me a better indication. But I'm insisting that they have to work right through the night to get it back as quickly as possible.